you have to get kiss closes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And every girl that I kiss closed, I banged none of them. Not a single one. And I was like, that's fucking bullshit.
Exactly.
I was like, but I had makeouts with all sorts of random girls. Like, I'd be at, like, a club, and I'd see some girl, like, her friend isn't looking, and I just grab her, and I go for the makeout. I was like, ugh, and I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. But you know what tipped me off? I was making out with this girl, and then she just reached down, and she grabbed my crotch, saw that it had worked. And she's like, yeah. And then she just gave me this, like satisfied smile, and, like, walked off, and I was like, oh, that's what's going on. This is just for them to, like, turn me on, and feel all good about themselves, and then fucking get the validation. And now, that's not always the case, right? But it can be. So in the other situation, I think what really happens is what I was talking about there, is that she has to make a decision. Am I going to participate or not? Whereas when you're doing, like, neck or other things, she cannot participate. She doesn't have to be actively involved, but she can still get turned on. And then once she's turned on, she wants to do it.
I didn't even thought about that, but yeah, the last of the kiss closes I got, that was it. I never saw him again.
So I get very, like, I think one of the points of contention that people always kind of go at me about is, oh, how can you say that? I make out with girls in the club all the time, and, you know, and I get closes, right? But the thing is that my opinion is that that's true, you can, but those girls are really down. And so they're so down that they'll go with you anyway. But there's a lot of girls you probably could have gotten. There are more girls you could have gotten if you hadn't.
Do you still recommend fast escalation for day game?
Okay. So there's kind of a lot of nuances to this. The faster you escalate, the more girls that you could have closed on a day two that won't meet you for a day two. So you eliminate certain girls. Right, it's the same thing, like I was talking about one of the guys after, this is in China, but in Beijing. He, like, his after boot camp, the first two girls he day two were both virgins. He's like, oh, this is bullshit. So I said, okay, we'll sexualize more on the day one. So when he did that, no more virgins. Right, and then he was, like, overdoing it, and it was, like, being too sexual. He started only closing girls on the day one and not getting any girls out for the day two. So it's like, okay, dial it back a little. Right? So you have to decide what the right mix is for you personally based off what you want. So let's use, like, what's his handle? Viking. Viking is a great example. So he, he's all about SNLs because he doesn't live here. So for him, fast escalation is a great idea because he's not going to be able to date two of the girls anyway. And so just fucking blow through and just find the girl that's really down. Eliminate all the others. Close them that night. Never see them again. Great. I'm leaving.
Right,
and the girl, so that can work if that's what you're having. Now, if you're looking for a girl who's going to stick around and keep seeing you, probably not the best way to run it, right?
Right.
Okay, so you have to sort of decide based on what you want. Escalating faster will lead to more, like, SNLs, and it will lead to more, and it will lead to more girls who won't show up for day twos. But on the other hand, it'll eliminate girls who aren't down also. So, like, also girls who won't close on the day two, but maybe will close on, like, a day four, will show up if you don't escalate that hard. If you're okay with that, great. If you're not okay with that, right? So you could also modify, like, for me, I tend to modify it depending on who the girl is. Like, if I'm winging on a girl and she's, like, not good, but I'm winging, and I'll generally push the sexual escalation harder. Because if she's really down,
why not?
Exactly, right? Now I'll put, yeah, sure, let's do this, fuck, right? But if she's, like, really good, and I won't,
cautious,
right? Because I want to increase the chances of, like, her showing up for a day two, so I have more time to work on her. So you have to make a personal call based off of what your individual goals are. And I think one of the problems with, like, most of what people teach in pickup is they basically have, like, a one-size-fits-all approach. They say, oh, this is how you should do it. But really it's about a few different, you know, it's sort of about what your particular goals are and what you're trying to set up for yourself. So there's, like, a lot of ways to get closes. There's a lot of ways to bang girls. But there's only, like, but depending on how the close happens will determine what happens afterwards. Right? So you have to think about what you want to happen afterwards. You can figure out how you should be closing in the beginning. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah.
I think there was another point that you made early on.
Day game versus night game, or...
Yeah. Korea's also a bit weird about this because you can get girls that are actually pretty conservative that go out at night.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, those girls aren't like the super hot ones who are like dressed up and like really like, you know, there to party. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing in day game is that when you go out, so here's an example of something you could screen for. In day game, you could ask girls, like, oh, you know, do you go out to clubs or do you like drinking? I know one of the guys, that was one of his things. He always asked girls that. And then if girls, like, had never been to a club and didn't like drinking, he just, boom, I'll eliminate them. Because they're unlikely to be down, right?
Yeah.
Just fucking eliminate them. Right. One of the things that I like to do early on day ones, a lot of times I'll say like, oh, I'll tell a girl, oh, you know, I bet you're like really popular and you have like so many guys after you. And then the girl normally be like, no, right? Almost every girl will say no, right? Because it's not the guys they want that are after them. So I always say no. And then I'll say, really? But I mean, they must, because I mean, like, you're really, like, you know, you're really sexy, you know, you've got, like, a really nice tits or whatever. Maybe I won't say it, like, that directly, but I'll say, well, you know, you've got, like, a really nice body, you know, something like that. And I'll gesture, I'll say, like, S-line. You know, S-line?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the Korean term for nice body. Like hourglass, it's equivalent to hourglass figure, S-line. So I'll say, yeah, but you've got, like, an S-line, you know, like, I'm sure lots of guys. So she knows that I'm sexually interested in her, right? So I'll do some subtle things like that and see how she responds. And so that's sort of my way of making things sexual on the day one. And so then, like, girls that are really uncomfortable won't really want to show up.
Are you still doing a lot of keto on the day one?
Depends, but depends on the situation. But in general, ideally, yes. Yeah, I mean, it varies, but in general, yes. I mean, what do you call a lot, right? You know, arm around her, I'll definitely try and get that. Hand on the thigh, like if we're sitting down, definitely we'll try and get that. You know, stroking her face, definitely. I like to go for face touching. I think face touching is really good because it's very intimate and it gives you a good sense of like how comfortable the girl is with you, right? So I think that's really valuable too. So all those things like make a very intimate vibe early on, and that gives you some good clues about the girl too.
But I think you make a great point about chicken, because I've been going out with like way too, I think, I don't know if they're virgins or not, but like, I'll get these girls back to my place, and like, I don't even know if they've ever been to a guy's place before.
It's
like when you do night game.
If that's happening a lot, then you should like figure out how to eliminate those girls with some of those. Because Vision had that problem too.
Yeah.
So he started telling girls like, he just started asking girls, wait, are you a virgin? The girl's like, no. And he'd be like, okay, cool. So yeah, let's meet. Okay. He used to always do on the day one.
Subtle.
Vision is not known for his subtlety. He's from the Jam It In School of Pickup. Yeah, he just doesn't have the patience for a lot of the subtleties that he could use to make things go smoother and easier, but he just would rather not.
So what you're saying then is that if you sexualize heavily on the day one, you're going to get girls that are going to be more DTF on the day one, whereas if you really have weak sexualization, you could be waiting 100 days.
Yeah, you could be, that's right. But there's one other aspect too. Like, okay, so let's say like, oh, so I just ran into this girl that I had a day two with. I met her on the day one, and I didn't really, I remember, and I'm pretty sure like I did like pretty decent sexualizing. Showed up for the day two, and on the day two I sexualized pretty hardcore. So like, you know, I was like, so I found out she banged a guy like a month ago. I asked her like why she didn't keep seeing him, and I said, was it because like the sex wasn't good? She's like, no, it wasn't good. I was like, oh, was it good? Was it bad? She said, no. So was it really good? She said, no, just normal. So it was like, okay, she's happy talking about sex. I said to her,
she's had more than once. She can judge it.
So I said, well, why aren't you seeing him anymore? She's like, oh, he's just not my type. So I was like, oh, interesting. She banged this guy, and then she like decided not to see him anymore. So I mean, so she didn't make him wait until she like knew all about him and made him and wanted to be his girlfriend, right? So that's pretty good. And then like I was like, I like had said a few other things. I like tried to like unbutton her like top a little bit more to like button it down a bit lower, because I had been like commenting on it how like she has really nice tits. Oh, the frying pan. Oh no, I bounced her to the slow cafe that's over there.
Okay, so you're at a cafe trying to like unbutton your shirt.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have done it then. But we had like some level isolation. No one could see directly. Okay. Like no one could look at us directly.
It wouldn't be like here.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it here unless. like, oh, so here, you see this wooden wall there? Between the wooden wall, there's on the other side of the counter, there are seats there. So if I was sitting there, I could do it there. Right? So I would be like in an open environment, but still people aren't like, can't really like just look over and see what we're doing. So I like reached over and tried to like unbutton her top, like just one more button. And I'd made like several comments about how like, oh, so I told her like when I opened her originally, I said to her like, oh, I thought that you might, I thought that you were this girl that my friend Love GTM, that Love GTM was with, because he loves girls with big tits. So I said that to her, so she like, so I'm like making it very clear like I'm quite interested and have been noticing. And I was like, oh, let's do like one, do one more button. And she was like, no, next time, right? Now, I followed up with her twice. She didn't reply, but I just ran into her again. And then she was like, seemed really keen, and she like grabbed my hand, and I was like, oh, interesting. And so we're supposed to meet tomorrow, but she's bringing her friend. Now, this is very interesting, and it's happened to me before, where like if I sexualize hard, the girl will want to meet me again, but she won't want to meet me alone because she wants to control the escalation. So probably she's like down, but she like knows that I'm like gonna like go for it.
I heard never meet if the girl's going to
come. Yeah, that's bullshit. I mean,
but I'm not sure. Yeah.
And friends just kind of like a friends, especially kids, make a break. So it's more like,
yeah, I mean, I heard that as a rule, but
one of the things about, like, you know, and I mentioned this earlier, I don't believe in one size fits all opposed to all. Like, it's so stupid to really do it that way. I mean, oh, you know, if she brings her friend, it means that she doesn't want to fuck you that day. That's all we know for sure.
Right.
And even then, girls will ditch their, I mean, okay, so just last weekend, he went out with his main girl, and she had her friend and some new guy that the friend had met. They peeled off, and she and the friend banged the guy. So it's sort of like a vetting process.
I think in Korea, if you can remember the friend, that's good.
So generally, there are like what you need is you need a strategy for how to extract yourself from that situation if it's turning bad, because you have like more to control. So. Yes, one way to do it is just to tell, so there's a couple things you can do. If the girl says, I'm gonna bring my friend, you could say, bring your friend next time. Right? And a lot of girls will go, okay, because that basically says, yeah, I'm fine to meet your friend, but like, you know, I sort of have like, but today I wanted to see you. That looks good.
I need to know you better.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that because, you know, that implies like,
friendship?
I feel like, it implies like you have some fear of meeting a friend. To me, that's what that says. Like, I want to know you better before I meet your friends. Right? To me, that implies that you're some level of fear or you have some level of discomfort. But if you're like, oh, why don't you just bring your friend next time? Then it's like, not like I'm against it at all, but, you know, let's just do that next time. So that's one example. The other example is, so that's the first thing. If you don't want her to bring the friend, that's one recommendation. But a lot of times they'll just be like, yeah, sure. So the friend comes, then, you know, you could say in advance, like, yeah, you could basically have a plan where if things don't look like they're going to go that well, bounce out early. So you could be like, oh, you know what? I have some work thing just came in. Look, really sorry, I have to leave. You could spend 30 minutes with them. Just make it like really fun and make yourself look good and then go, yeah, I'm really sorry, I have to go, and just leave. Or if the girl is fine and she's not a bitch, then you can, you know, when I say not a bitch, I just mean she's not like difficult. You know, she's just fun. And because a lot of times what happens is the guys have this idea that like girls are thinking this through. They're not. Instead of like, let's say a girl's gonna meet one of you. She tells her friend, oh, I met this guy and we're going to go have lunch tomorrow. And the friend's like, oh, he sounds cool, I want to meet him. And then the girl's just like, oh, why don't you come? She's not thinking. Friend expressed interest. And she's like, oh, why not? I'll introduce you to this, you know, foreign guy. He seems pretty cool. Because she's not going, no, if she comes, then I'm not going to be able to fuck him. Like, she's not thinking about that, right? No, bitch, he's mine. I mean, it's not, you know, she's not thinking like that at all. She just goes, oh, yeah, sure, why not? And if she goes, no, you, what is she going to say? If the friend's like, oh, can I come? That'd be so cool to meet him. What is she going to go? No, you can't come. Right? Of course, then she can't do that.
I automatically refused so many issues because I feel like an idiot.
So it's just, a lot of times it's just like that sort of scenario plays out.
Yeah.
So the next thing that I do oftentimes is I'll try and have a guy on standby. So if the girl is fine and she's like cool, then it's like, yo, dude, like fucking get your ass over here. This girl is fucking fine. And then, you know, bring the friend, and now everybody has more fun, right? So I think that there's like a couple of different ways to handle it. And if it's just you and the two girls, then, you know, just win the friend over. Make her like you. Give her a good time. And then it also creates a bit of like a jealousy thing. Like, in that case, focus on the friend. Make the girl who you know, make her feel excluded. Like, because then she's like, you know, she like now she'll want to meet you alone next time.
And I just realized for me personally, that would get me out of the alcohol issue. They could get wasted together.
Yeah.
So they were my like, you know.
And then just fucking take them out, you know, toss the friend in a taxi,
yeah,
and fucking pull your girl home. So in a lot of ways, I think a lot of guys, their isolation is important, but most people aren't thinking like multiple steps ahead. So, you know, I often invite girls to like group things or like things with my friends for two reasons. One, when you do that, it makes the girl feel like, oh, like this isn't like, you know, especially Korean girls, they know that as soon as you have that opportunity, because they know how Korean guys are. So they imagine like, they think the guys are all like Korean guys if they don't have a lot of experience with foreigners. And they just go, okay, this guy's gonna try and get me alone, and then it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna hit me over the head with a club and drag me off, and it's over for me, right? And so they're very wary about being alone with a guy, way more than Western women are. Oh yeah, you've seen that in Hongdae, right? That's what I was talking about. The stumble, you see the girls, if they're fucking stuck, you know they just get dive-bombed with guys, right? You know, how often have you seen, you know, the girl is sort of like, and then the guy's just fucking arm around her, just, you know, she's just like, he's like pulling her to the hotel. Right? It happens a lot. Or the DVD.
You don't see it all, like 6 a.m. You see it all the time.
Okay, well, this is pretty standard. That's standard Korean game.
Yeah.
So if you invite her out with your friends, then she feels like this is a safe environment. But of course, they're your friends, so your friends can all fuck off. And now you're alone and bang, right? You know, so that is a really, like, good strategy. I mean, one of the clothes that I got with one of the better girls that I got here in Korea, so it took like a really long time, because every time I met the girl, she only had 2 hours. So getting her back to my place and closing within 2 hours was tough. But on the day two, it was me and her friend and two of my friends. We all went out. So, you know, I travel a lot. So while I was away, he banged the friend. And then the friend was like, oh, I'm gonna cook you guys all dinner. So the girl came straight over to the house. And then the friend even helped, because she was like, oh, I think I should go because of my curfew. And the friend like convinced her to stay longer. And then I was like, all right, I had like one more hour. I just fucking grabbed her and took her into the bedroom and banged her. And that never would have happened if it hadn't been for the friend. Even though I originally met that girl on her own. And if I hadn't been flexible in terms of meeting her, then I wouldn't have gotten that girl, and she was quite good. And that didn't work out because I didn't speak Korean well enough. On like the next time after that, we like met up 2 hours. She gave me like a Korean study book, and I never saw her again. She gave me like that book, like Essential Korean.
Oh, hints, I know, that's hints. A great book.
Survival Korean.
Yeah.
So, I get that for the chicks when like I bounce back to my place.
You know what's an even better book? Making Out in Korean.
That's what I have.
Oh, okay, right. Because that's more fun, right?
And you look at the end, it's like, oh, be careful. Don't you get any bad ideas.
Yeah.
My question, how direct are you from the beginning? Like,
in what respect?
Like again, I'm doing day game. So like, if you do a day game approach, do you direct approach? Like, hey, I just noticed you. I thought you really.
I don't do that.
Or do you do like situational? Or?
I mostly do situational or observational openers. Yeah. Almost exclusively, because in my experience, like just. Okay, so in my experience shows for me that direct game doesn't really work all that well. But I think that's partially because I'm not the way that it's supposed to work in the West is not the way it works here. So in the West, it's like what the PUA instructors teach. You walk up to the girl, wow, I just noticed you, thought you were so cute, and I had to come and talk to you. And the girl's like, oh, thank you. What's your name?
Right.
But when you do that here, they're just like,
or you get the silence.
Yeah, right. So the idea in the West, like, because you go direct, it's supposed to have like some impact. But in my experience here, it doesn't really have any. It doesn't really give you. It's the same as if you just walked over, like, hi, how are you? The girl would do the same thing. She'd be like, she wouldn't know. Well, actually, if you say how are you, a lot of them will say I'm fine, and then they'll keep walking.
Thank you, Andrew.
Right. So it's like it doesn't really have it's. So to me, like, it's as far as openers go, they don't do much for you. There's nothing wrong with them as long as you just follow up. But it's like don't expect. It's like a throwaway.
My worry is that my number close percentage is very high.
Yeah. Like, so you should decrease that.
Yeah, and that's definitely. What I'm thinking is I think I'm coming off because I was more concerned about getting the number. I'm coming off across as like very non-threatening, like nice guy, like.
Yeah.
The number, but like. No, not for English lesson. Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe.
It's like, no, well.
But, like, I think that's the thing is, like, I'm getting these really high numbers. And they're solid numbers, like, they'll pick out back. But I think that's my problem is that I'm not coming from sexual at the beginning.
Yeah. So, but I don't think you need to do the opening. Like, let me use an example. Like here's an example. Like I just on the way over here, I opened this girl, and I was like, she was pretty cute. Yeah, pretty cute. She like lived in Boston, and I was like, oh, cool. So like, oh, you're going. She was like, oh, I'm going up to Coffeesmith. What about you? What are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm going to meet my friend for drinks or something for dinner. I can't remember. And I said, oh, is your friend cute? Right? And she said, it's my boyfriend. She was like, oh, my boyfriend. That's interesting because she didn't tell me it was her boyfriend at first.
Right.
But I think when I said, oh, is your friend cute? Now it's very obvious that I'm now like hitting on her, right?
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, I have a boyfriend. And then she walked off.
Right.
So she was quite happy to stop when it was friendly. But then when it was clear that I was trying to move things forward, boom, out of you. And that's fine, right? I'm quite happy with that because, you know, to me, that just saves me time. So I could, now, it depends. Like, let's say if the girl was really, really super fine, then maybe I would like, be like, oh, that's cool. Like, maybe, we could all hang out together. You know, I like, want to make more Korean guy friends. Because she has a boyfriend, but what does that mean? Okay, I met this girl, really super fine girl, so fine, so good. And, like, on the day two and the day three, it went pretty well. No, sorry, on the day two, it went pretty well. She got a boyfriend, and then I was still in touch with her, and she's like, oh, my boyfriend doesn't like me to talk to other guys, blah, blah. But then, like, 3 months later, I've been still contacting her. She, like, got dumped. I guess she got dumped somehow, or maybe, I suspect that what happened is she caught him cheating. That's what I suspect happened, because it doesn't really make sense that he dumped her. Like, I can't imagine. Unless she's got, like, a stank badge or something, which I also can't imagine. But if she does, then, like, that makes me feel better about not having gotten her. but I'm still working. We'll see. I hope to discover for myself. Anyway.
I got a lot of those, too. Yeah, like, you got a boyfriend now, but you're still staying in touch. You have, like, 3 months down the road or, like, 6 months.
Exactly.
So, like, the fishing line's in the water.
Yeah, exactly. So, what does it mean when a girl says I have a boyfriend? What the fuck does that mean? Does it mean I fucked some guy last night, or does it mean I've been together for 5 years and I met his parents and we were planning a wedding?
Yeah.
Or does that mean like I've been with this guy for five years and I am not sexually attracted to him at all and I could use a good fucking? We don't know, so it doesn't really. But like if she goes I'm meeting my boyfriend, okay, and she walks off, well that tells me she's not open to being with somebody else. But most people, and you could probably look at your own relationships and think about this, what percentage of that time that you were with in a monogamous committed relationship, what percentage of that time were you not open to somebody else? Most guys would be like, I was open to someone else like probably about 60% of the time. So it's the same thing with girls. It's like they are open to another guy most.
Do you find
the time.
Like the girl with a boyfriend, she's more open like fooling around just for validation? The one go like do an F close?
It seems that girls, if they have a boyfriend but don't mention him on the day one, show up for the day two, mention him on the day two, yes. But girls who mention him on the day one, not so much.
Oh.
You mean they show up on the day one?
If they mention they have a boyfriend on the day one, it seems that they are much less likely to show up for a day two. But if they don't mention the boyfriend on the day one, show up for the day two, and mention the boyfriend on the day two, they're still closer. Now, I haven't been able to close them, but Vision has closed a bunch of girls who mentioned
like,
the boyfriend on the day
two. Uh-oh, he's getting sexual, I'm not comfortable, I'm gonna throw out the boyfriend.
Yes, but I think what that is, it's like, I think that what that is the girl can then blame you for fucking you, right? It's like, I told him I had a boyfriend.
Right.
I told him. You know, he right, it's like, it's not my fault. He should have known.
Yeah.
So I really feel like that's what's happening there. And it's more to, like, take the burden off her. Because it's like, I didn't tell him. Like, if I don't tell him, then he's a bad guy. She can always, I thought we were friends. And, you know, girls can always play the victim, right? I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Do you ever pretend the friend zone, like, I just want to be proud? Oh, cool. And then, like, hoping to worm your way in later? Or do you just, like, no, that's not cool. I don't want to be friends.
I never tell girls that, but I mean, there are things like inviting her out with my friends, for example, that sort of indicate that maybe it's not all about me banging.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, me and my friends are over here, why don't you come? Me and my friends are doing X, why don't you come? It somewhat implies that I'm not only interested in sex, right?
If she, like, directly, like, gives you the friend zone, like, hey, you know, like, I just want to be friends. Do you just, like, cool, like, think you might, like, turn around later?
I think that that's generally the best way to do it. It's kind of hard to do. Like, but normally I'd be like, yeah, friends, sure. And I'll just, like, check her out, like, something like that. So it's, like, sort of, like, I think that a lot of it is just sort of so she can feel okay with meeting you again. So if you're like, no, I'm not going to be
But you'd still escalate on the next meeting.
Yeah, so I would do that. Like, so the time when I really am like, nah, I really can't be friends with you is like, if it's a girl that I've already banged who's now trying to friend zone me, you know, forget that. But if it's a girl who hasn't, I just once again feel like she's trying to control the pace of the escalation. Because Asian girls don't do that thing where they're going to be friends with random stranger who they met on the street. Right? I mean, who does that?
I have, like, this other girl, like, was up the other night. I'm trying to work with me a lot more direct. So I literally just put my hand on her leg and, like, wouldn't move it until she, like, I kept it there for, like, 3 minutes and I'd keep going up a little bit at a coffee bar. Until finally she was like, oh, no, what are you doing? Like, enough. I was like, I laughed it off. She knows that, like, I want to get her pants. And, like, and then after...
Well, more importantly, she knows not only that you want to get in her pants, but you're going to try.
Right.
And that's the most important thing.
But she kind of tried to friend zone me, but she still, like, wants to meet up again.
Yeah.
So she sent me, like, these weird... Like, what would you... Like, how would you...
Weird in what way?
Well, she kind of was, like... She didn't really exactly say friend zone, because, like, on the way out...
I would just try and meet her, and I'd try to bang her. I would just try and meet her, and I'd try to bang her. Yeah, that's what I would do.
I think it's one of those other, like, Catholic, she might be, like, Catholic virgin girl.
Oh. Yeah, okay, well, if it's one of those girls.
I've met her talking about sex before, and it's like, she thinks it's, like, bad, and she didn't want to.
Then don't meet her again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why?
I think she's had it, but she felt really guilty about it.
Yeah,
she's got amazing kids, though. Those skinny girls.
You know, sometimes what I do with those girls, I mean, I'm not going to say this is effective, but it's just sort of, I think it would work with the right girl, but I mean, you know, like, I just sort of bring up, like, oh, so I was talking, oh, so one of the ways that I sexualize with this girl, I always invite girls to come to Thailand, like, it's half serious, like, because I don't really like Thai girls that much, so if they came to Thailand, I'd be happy to have them there, and obviously, I'm going to bang them, so I'm always like, oh, you know, you have, like, a really sexy bikini, like, okay, you know, I'm sure you look great in it, whatever. And I like, talked about how it's so odd that, like, women, like, are really comfortable showing off their bodies when they're, like, old and, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
But when they're, like, young, they, like, are all, like, oh, don't look at me. Yeah. But, like, that's when, like, they should be showing it off. So that's, like, an example. So, like, something like that with this kind of girl, that's something I would definitely run with her.
Yeah.
You know, I would just go, yeah, you know, it's really weird, like, young, you know, yeah, I would just run that with her and see how she responds. Because it's sort of, like... I'm going around the issue. It's not about feeling guilty, it's about how it's sort of wasted.
Right. Which I think is a totally valid point. Like, I think all these, like, hot young girls that aren't having sex,
yeah,
that makes the baby Jesus cry.
Yeah, the first thing he said to Mary, Mom, what's the deal?
What's going on?
Dad's hurting. Hook him
it's
up.
Like very selfish.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah. Other.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I monopolized the time.
It's gone. It's all good.
So, how did you hear about Pick of Asia?
One more time.
How did you hear about Pick of Asia?
Through Blue M.
Oh, from the Blue M site.
Yeah.
Korea Dating Tips.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. How long ago?
You got a month ago.
Oh, right, all right, cool.
Slowly, just trying to pick things up. I've been here 3 years, and it's kind of awesome. I live really, really, really far, so it's just like I don't have no choice but to kind of prepare the logistics of where I'm at. And just, you know,
where do you live? In Yatta?
No, even further.
Holy shit.
I live in a different province.
Oh, yeah?
Huh?
You should be...
No, the bottom of my lung.
You should use Scout. You should use Scout.
Bottom.
You know Scout?
Yeah.
You should be on fucking Scout. Scout is like a proximity app to like find girls that are close by you. So, like, yeah. I mean, because any girl who's fucking out in the middle of nowhere, I mean, all you have to do is find, like, you know, there's bound to be, like, a handful of, like, girls who want to be with a foreigner who are, like, can't find any because they live in the countryside like you do.
Yeah.
There's bound to be some.
Well, I mean, ironically, there's a lot of foreigners.
Ironically, what?
Labor. A lot of foreigners in my town. A lot of universities, a lot of exchange students.
Oh, really?
Wow. Pyeongtaek area or Ulsan or...
One more time?
No, south. Yeah. Oh, north.
It's right next to Pyeongtaek.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. It's army, so...
So you said there's a lot of foreign guys there and a lot of...
Yeah.
Really?
But a lot of them are like, they're like laborers. They're not teachers or not students. A lot of them are just like laborers.
What do you mean laborers?
You mean like from Bangladesh.
Yeah.
So the women there are actually like laborers?
No, he's talking about the other foreign guys.
Foreign guys.
Okay, so... Yeah, but I don't really... Yeah, okay. But I mean, I don't really consider them to be your competition. Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, you know... Yeah, I mean, I would definitely be on Scout in all of the... And I would be searching for, like, on all the online... For the girls that live, like, in that area. I would, yeah, definitely.
I mean, if I could drop a... Like advice for anything. I actually, the catalyst for me to kind of start this whole thing off was I caught the one-itis disease with my co-teacher, and she was interested, but I hesitated to make it happen, and then, you know, kind of dropped the ball, and then she made a boyfriend, so that was like really awkward.
Oh, really? What was the hesitation?
I was paranoid about losing my job. But I mean, you know, in retrospect, there's nothing really to worry about. Even if I got fired, it's so easy to find another job. It's just like I spoke to my supervisor. And
it's really funny that you say this because just recently, and I'll just cover this very briefly, but just recently, we have all these guys posting on like the articles about how like hard it is for black guys to get jobs here and how you shouldn't go to Asia because you can't get a job and you can't get any girls and all this bullshit.
You know, if you're white, but I think the greatest leverage towards getting a job here is being in the country.
I agree. You know, so if you have a moment, I would appreciate if you would chime in because it's so annoying. Because they're like, oh, they're just telling because they like wrote on the site that it's like, oh, you know, you're he's like, oh, you're just anyway. He just basically attacked me and said that like he just said like, oh, white guys don't need help and you know it's paradise for them and like and I'm just teaching them so that I can like for like ego validation purposes. And it's just like a bunch, so it'd be good to have like somebody else who's not teaching, who doesn't have any economic interest at all, just to be like, you guys are wrong, like, I'm black, I've been living here for 3 years, I've gotten plenty of nice girls here, so I'd appreciate it. Of course, then people will accuse me of like pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah, making like 5 accounts.
Yeah, anyway, whatever, I'd appreciate it though. So anyway, so sorry, you were saying? You were saying that it wasn't an issue. You were concerned, but you could have just gotten
it. Yeah, and it's really funny because I told my supervisor everything. She's like, I'm worried about, you know, what her opinion was going to be, like what she was going to say, am I going to get reprimanded, whatever it was. And it's just like her, long story short, she was just like, oh, Michael, be careful with Korean women.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. It's just like, she knows. It's just like, it's natural. Things happen at work. You know, sometimes people get together. There's really nothing to worry about. I blew it out of proportion.
I was reading something that was talking about, and this is in the States, but it was, and it's probably even more so here, but it was saying that like 60% of people like meet like their like date in the office. But there's a big stigma about it, right? Exactly. I mean, it's
campus couple.
It's like this thing you're not supposed to do. It's sort of like, but everybody does it. Obviously, I've never been in that situation because when I did teach, it was always like there weren't any girls. There weren't any girls. You guys all have the co-teachers, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like so standard for guys to bang their co-teachers. Like,
all my friends have done it. Just like, I was never really interested in it.
That's easy.
Just like, oh, man.
So, who is this boyfriend? Is he also there?
I have no idea. I played it really, really beta after I found out. Slowly working my way back.
Yeah, I would just tell her to, like, just dump it. Just be like, just dump it and be with me. Seriously, you should tell her that. You should be like, look, you know, I, like, was really worried about, like, you know, how it would be at work, but I realized that's, like, really fucking stupid, and, like, I just, you know, I want to be with you, so just fucking dump your boyfriend. Like, just, you know, it'll be good, because even if it doesn't work, she'll, like, be thinking about how she could be with you every time she sees you. Interesting. So after that, then you were like, okay, I need to, like, so how did that lead into you getting, like, finding out or investigating?
It's time to, you know, expand my horizon. Meet other people. Meet other women. That's a long story short. Like, I really wasn't doing it. The year before this one, I gave myself a really, really bad case of cabin fever. I didn't go out a lot. I didn't go out as often as I should. And it's just like, I live much, much closer to the city than I am.
That's so typical, man. Everybody, they're like, oh, I'm going to go out all the time if I live downtown. And then, like, they go.
Yeah.
So it's because they're, like, so miserable back where they, like, when they live in the middle of nowhere. They're like, this is awful. My life would be better if I went out. So why did you move out there?
Just because of the job. It was, like, a decent job. It wasn't really good, right?
It was better than your old gig?
Yeah, for sure.
So what's your plan now? Are you going to, like, try and find another gig that's better than this one but downtown?
I guess I'm really not concerned about the job as long as, you know, I can pay on time. You know, I'm pulling my hair out. It's really not that, you know, jobs here.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, the job perspective is that, like, if you're living far away, it just makes life harder in terms of dating. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, that's...
So, I mean, a lot of the guys did get different jobs so that they could live, like, downtown. I mean, the other option is that you could, like, just not live out there and travel out on line one. You know, that is another option. You know, especially, you know, you could live, like, up north, like, I guess where line one crosses line four. Where is that?
No. I live at the bottom end of line.
Oh, at the bottom end. Oh, sorry. So you could live, like...
Suwon actually would be all right area. If you want to keep your job, Suwon Station, and then you could do, like, street sets around the station. And they have a bar street beside the main street, and it's just, like, packed full Friday, Saturday night. So, I mean, you could definitely find sets there. You could find girls.
I mean, I live in China. It's small, but it's not. It's still 600,000 people there. There are two areas where, like, you do the same thing I'd be doing here.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, yeah. So you don't feel there's a volume?
No. It's not the lack of...
Okay, cool. So, do you know, generally in that case, it's best to make some sort of plan about what you're going to do to, like, go out, you know, and especially, like, early on, the plan can be really simple, because, like, what happens ultimately is that it should become a habit. Like, for me, I don't have to make plans. Like, when I left the house today, I wasn't thinking, oh, I'm going to open a girl. I just saw a girl that I wanted to open, and it was, like, a pretty straightforward situation, so I opened her, And like at this point where in my development, that's easy for me to do. But for a lot of guys when they're starting out or when you're just getting back into it, you don't have that habit anymore. And so it's important to sort of make an actual plan. Like it could be, you know, if you take the train to work, then it's like, okay, on the train ride, I'm going to talk to at least one girl on the train or on the platform, going and coming back home. You know, that could be like a plan. Another plan could be every, you know, before I go home 3 nights a week, I'm going to stop at a cafe and I'm going to hang out there and I'm going to talk to one girl at the cafe. You know, your plan could be, I'm going to go out every Friday and Saturday and I'm going to talk to at least 5 girls. I'm going to do at least 5 approaches. So there are any number of plans that you could come up with. But generally, when you're starting out, and if you're not really getting, you know, that's a good starting point. Yeah, it's a good starting point. Something that's not that challenging to do, something that's very doable, and very like, and it's very clear what the goal is, right? The goal isn't like, I'm going to get 5 numbers, especially early on, because, you know, you might not be able to, depending on your skill level at that time. So you can't really control whether girls give you their number, but it can be, I'm going to ask 5 girls for their number, right, for example. Okay, so that would be your best starting point. Choose, like, some schedule around when you're going to go out, and this is for you, too, since you're in and for you also. Choose like certain number of I mean, it could be even if it's just one day. I mean, obviously every day is better. If you do like, you know, I would say that it's best to do at least one set every day, even if it's just, hey, I like your shoes. Anyway, nice to meet you. Bye. Boom. Even if it's just that. Because once you get in that habit, what's going to happen is sometimes you're going to do that, and the girl's going to be like, oh, thank you. And you're going to be like, oh, this is great. And you're going to want to stay, right? So even if it's just like you just make that goal like really, really low, you know? I'm all for like making goals where like I set the bar really low, and that way like I can feel awesome very easily.
Reach for the ground.
Yeah, right? Just like set it so low that you can like succeed easily, and then that builds that positive momentum. And then you're like, oh, wow, that was great. I talked to one girl yesterday. I'm going to do it again today, right? So so if you do something every day, that's good. So you could do like, you know, I'm going to talk to one girl every day on the way home from work. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to like do 5 on each day. And then the goal is just to open with something. You know, and it could be, I'm just going to like go and be like, and then leave. It could be that, you know, whatever. Just as long as you get that interaction going. I mean, a lot of times, you know, even if you do that, you could be in a night game especially. You could like do that. And if you're out, the girl will like come over and talk to you later. Not at Octagon. But if you're like at Hobart, you can like wave at a girl and like go to the bar and get a drink, and later on like the girl would very likely come over and be like,
I find a lot of times you just make eye contact, you get a bit of smile.
Yeah.
That's really just an opener, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, beautiful. So so that's sort of how I think it's the best way to go about it. And then gradually, like as you get comfortable with that level, then you're gonna set the goal a little bit higher. So maybe after that, the goal is, okay, I'm gonna do the opener, and then I'm gonna say one thing that's supposed to be funny, right? And then you do that for like a week or 2 weeks until that's like very, very. Then it's like, okay, after I do that, now I'm gonna like ask one qualifying question. And then you just add that on, and then it's just gradually you like add one more, and then, you know, after like, you know, 2 months, you know, you're like swimming in it, pretty much. Any other questions or comments about that? So you said that you're like just getting back into it. So what are your sort of, yeah, what do you, oh, I think there was something else I was going to say about what you were saying earlier. And I sort of touched on it, but not that well. So you were talking about how it got very frustrating for you because girls would, like, disappear on you. So I've been thinking about this a lot recently ever. So I talked to that guy. I told you he's been here for 17 years and was married to a Korean girl and had 2 kids and then got divorced and got custody of the 2 kids.
Wow.
He's, like, a white dude from the States. And he bangs, like, young girls from, like, Octagon and other clubs. Like, that's his bread and butter. And he was saying, like, yeah, that's what happens when the girls start to like you a lot. They realize that things are getting serious. Then they, like, want to back it off. So, you know, I think that you know, that's definitely one, it should be something that you should keep in mind. So I think a lot of times what happens is that most guys think, wow, I found this really great girl. And the Korean girls are very sudden about this shit too. They're very fucking sudden, usually. So you've been very lucky. You don't realize this, but most times what happens is like, you know, you like meet, everything's super awesome, and then like you never hear from her again.
That's just because I'm super awesome.
His girl always bitches and whines first, so he has a chance to sort of correct it.
Yeah. It's like the slow motion accident, but you have like 5 minutes to steer the car.
Right, whereas, you know, like most girls, it's like, you know, she might say like one thing, and then like you don't, you know, that you just totally miss, and you don't realize it until like she disappears, and you don't even realize she's disappeared for like a week or two, and you're like, oh shit, she's like, she hasn't responded in like 2 weeks. And you're like, oh. I think like guys assume a lot of times that, you know, because the girl's not making any obvious commentary, which is what we're accustomed to back home, we just assume everything is going well. And you should always assume that, I think you should always assume, if the girl isn't trying to marry you or trying to like make the relationship deeper, then she has one foot out the door. Like, that's been my experience pretty universally. If you're having no problems, then that's a serious problem. Because you should have a problem all the time, pretty much. Like, she should be like, you don't take me serious enough, we don't see each other enough. Obviously, if you're seeing her every day, then that's different. But most of the time, you're seeing her like once a week, right?
Right. Yeah.
Right. And if you're seeing her once a week, and you're offered to see her more, and she's not like, if you're seeing her once a week, and she doesn't have any complaints about that, then you're fucked. Because it means that she's not that engaged with you. And that's fine if you're...
If you're seeing her once and she's complaining that she can't see you more?
Exactly. Or if she's complaining about how she thinks you're always banging other girls. Whatever it is, if she's not complaining, you're fucked. Like, really.
I've been fucked a lot. Not in a good way.
Right, I mean, that's just the way Korean girls seem to work. They just don't really complain that much.
Yeah, a comment I think a while back, you said you can never over-text in Korea. You can never over-text.
Yeah.
I was a girl recently, like, where I could see her losing interest, and I was, like, backing off of the text. And now I realize I kind of fucked myself. She's like, oh, you're not that into me, like...
One of the guys, I got two funny stories.
Can you go back and you expand a little bit on like that?
This is about the over texting.
Okay, yeah.
So there was this guy, Evolution. So he closed this girl on, I think, a day two. And then he like tried to get her out for a day three, but she's like, oh, I'm really busy. Oh, I can't, blah, blah, blah. He met her up again. He was able to get her back and like close her. She disappeared. He texted her every morning and every night. Like, good morning, how are you? Every night, good night, sleep well, sweet dreams. No response. For a month, she replied back. She met him up and he banged her. She said, oh, you know, you texted me like every day. I like knew you like really cared about me. I really like that so much. First story. Second story. The guy I was telling you about is literally for 17 years.
Why are they making so fucking hard for us, man?
He said he like texted her for like maybe like, I don't know how long it was, but a really long time. She never replied. He stopped texting her. Her friend called him. Why'd you stop texting my friend? And he was like, I've been texting her for like 3 months and she hasn't replied even once. She's like, but she likes that. Just keep texting her.
So like in the West, that shouldn't work.
Yeah, that's right. Because in the West, girls base your value on your behavior. So they go, if he's really into me without knowing me very well, then he's low value.
Right.
But in Korea, they know that most of their value is based off of looks. So you're supposed to be into them in the beginning. Right? Why else would you be interested in her? Right? Either you're interested in her because of looks, or because you think she'd make a nice wife. Right? What are you going to be interested in her if she has a good job? The fuck?
Really,
are you out of your mind?
Like, is adventurous or like musician.
I do, and that's very important. But what I'm trying to get at is, from her perspective, she expects you to be into her because you find her really attractive.
Yeah.
You see? So if you're not trying, then that's just an indicator that you don't find her very attractive. Now let's flip it on the other side, because if she met you and she likes you, right? What is attract, like when a Korean girl likes a guy, why does she like him? I mean, traditionally. I mean, I don't mean the reality.
Traditionally.
I don't mean what actually happened, but I mean, sorry, let me take that. Why is a Korean girl supposed to like a guy?
Stability, like money, good job, good reputation. Good family.
Sure. What else? Good looks. Don't forget about this.
Yeah, good looks.
Right? Good looks, that's very important. Right? That could be one.
Dress as well.
Right, dress as well. But there's another.
Good education.
Good education, right. So all these things. None of those things have to do with how you interact with her.
Yeah.
Not a single one of them have to do with how you interact with her. Right? So it doesn't matter if you act super beta and you're just like, oh baby, I love you, I want to be with you forever. Because you still have all those things. Okay? So that's an important factor, is that, so when a girl likes a Korean guy or a guy, she would assume that other girls also like them. Automatically.
Because of those external factors. Just like a hot chick, like every guy likes hot chicks.
So the fact that you act beta doesn't indicate anything. It just means, okay, because there's another thing about Asian culture too. In the West, girls have this idea that guys sleep with girls because of their personalities, because of like they shared interests, because she's successful, ambitious, adventurous, whatever, all these things. That's what girls think makes a guy want to have sex with them. Okay, that's what they think. Asian girls aren't so stupid. They know that A, you want to bang, and B, if you have the opportunity to bang a hot girl, you will. Right? They know that. If you have an opportunity to bang a hot girl, you will. That's why there's all this cheating. They know that guys would bang. So, essentially, they're screening for something that's more important to them, which is that you're going to be dedicated to them. That's what they're screening for. See, after they're attracted to you, they're screening for, is this guy going to be there for me?
So, plain, like, Mr., like, not hard to get, but, like, I'm not trying to scare you off.
Yeah. Actively working.
I think I just lost that girl because of that.
Yeah, that is an indicator.
When I noticed she was waning with interest, I matched her. I, like, stopped texting her.
Right, so Western girls are kind of, so the, one of the things I've thought after being in Asia is that Western girls are really dumb, because basically what they're doing is they're screening for guys that aren't going to be with them. Right, and then they're like all jaded. Well, I mean, you spent your whole time banging guys who weren't going to be there for you. Shocker.
Right.
You know, and there's enough, so that's the thing, is that girls assume that any guy they like is popular automatically. So that's the first thing, and then they assume that you're going to try and bang as many girls as you can. So if you're not that into her, you must be banging all these other girls. Right? Because one of the things that's really...
Do you hide the fact that you're interested in other girls too, or...?
What do you mean by hide it?
Do you what did you do last night? Like, obviously you would say, oh, I went on the date and I banged a chick, but you're like, oh, you know, I went out with friends. I guess what I'm trying to say is, do you give the illusion that you're only focused on her, she's the only girl?
Okay, so in my case, girls, I tell girls what I do, so they already know, so it's just bad. Okay. For me, it's just bad. All right, they already, it's terrible, it's fucked. Now, if I had like a normal job, yeah, if a girl asked me what was I doing, if a girl like said, oh, what did you do last night or something, and I was like with a girl, I would just say like, oh, I just went out, I had drinks with a friend, and I would leave it at that. And a girl might go, girlfriend, right? And I would say, no, not a girlfriend, right? Because she's not a girlfriend. I mean, you know.
So you're not avoiding the issue, but you're not offering it.
And I would go, no, not a girlfriend. Why are you jealous, right? So let's flip the conversation and move to talk about jealousy. You know? Or I might say, no, with just a friend, I wish I could have been with you last night. No. But I know you have so many guys and you're so popular.
So
I try and flip it, and I try and make her the one who always has all the guys. And I'm the, like, I do this a lot. Like, if I'm with a girl, and people will go, like, oh, is this your girlfriend? She's not my girlfriend. She wants me. And I'll go, like, no, she's so popular. She's got so many guys. Like, I want to be your boyfriend, but, you know, she's not interested.
So would you say being aloof?
But, of course, she's like, she'll look at me like, but what happens is that I'm giving her face.
Yeah.
Right? I'm giving her face by making it seem that she's the high-value one, and I'm the one chasing. So I always try and flip the frame to be like that. Because it's like, me doing that, I think it makes them feel more uncomfortable. Because girls don't want to feel like they're stupid. And they feel stupid if they're like, you know, if they're trying to get a guy who isn't trying to be with them.
So would you say, is there any situations here in Korea where being aloof or like backing off on the interest is ever good? Would you say it's your best interest is always just to keep shoveling the attention?
Yeah, I think it's not good when you don't like the girl very much.
I hate, sorry to butt in, but I hate, on the subject, I hate making the investment and having it go nowhere.
Well, yeah,
really short on patience.
That's why you really have to, like, do it with girls that you just really are into a lot.
But
yeah,
you know,
that's basically
the point. I know what you're
point.
Saying,
that's, but that's and, like, trying to talk with some, like, smothering over the times of, like,
that'd be just time, no,
like, time.
So, yeah, time, yeah, that's good.
I mean, I think that's, like, the most important bit, is, like, really just doing it with girls you really, really like. Because otherwise, yeah, I agree with you, it's just not worth the effort. You don't really know. You know, I mean, like, so I mentioned a girl that I've been texting for a long time, right? Okay, so this is that girl, okay?
Holy shit.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Probably worth the investment.
Right, exactly, right? You know,
that's IBM.
I mean, you know, I'll try. I don't give a shit, right? You know, if it takes me 3 fucking years to get this girl, like, I'm not gonna go, yeah, that was a waste of effort. I'm gonna fucking go, I mean, you know, how long are you willing to try, right? You know? So, you know, so that's basically how I screen. Ice cream
fish.
She does. I mean, you can, like, you know, I mean, it hasn't been that good recently. This is the girl I was talking about. She got a boyfriend. And then, you know, like, so, you know, I'll just give you, like, things. Recently, she's texting me less than she used to. But, like, you know, like, I'm not in Seoul. Right? I did no texts. But here she texts.
But you're getting bored of, like, the one sentence, like, ki-ki-ki.
Not the past, like, couple of weeks I haven't been. But, you know, before when I first started with her, you know, I mean, there you can see, like, yellow versus white, right?
Right, yeah.
Well,
that's, yeah, one for one.
Well, here.
Yeah.
Right, but there's...
That's a long message.
Right?
But I'll get, like, these models.
Right?
I'll number close models on the street. And they're, I mean, they're hot as shit, but then, like... I'll get, like, a response, like, every 3 times. They're just like, good, funny.
Yeah.
Like, smiley face. And I won't hear from them again for, like, another month. But you say, but you're pretty, just keep plugging away, like.
I mean, you have to make your own decision for how much you're willing to try.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I can't tell you what that level should be.
But
yeah.
Playing hard to get is not going to work.
No, you
know. Yeah, they're not paying attention.
All right, yeah. All right, yeah.
I mean, in social circle, you can do that, right? But she doesn't, because remember, in cold approach, okay, so she has, like, her life, right? And you're not a part of that. So inherently, she has to put effort into taking away from her regular life to be with you. So that makes it so, you know, why is she going to put in that effort? Especially if it's a hot girl. Do you think she doesn't have good options in her social circle? Of course she does. Of course she has, like, really great options. So you have to really make it so that she's worth her while. You know, if she ignores you, spurns you, it has no negative effect on her social circle or her life. But, like, let's say if it's a guy she's going to, like, let's say it's a guy she's going to see at school all the time. You know, if she, like, doesn't text him back every day, he's going to be like, hey. Right?
Yeah.
And so she has to, like, be more careful about those interactions. Or if she ignores you, I mean, me, if she ignores me for, like, 3 years straight, and then one day, actually, I just had this girl. This girl is not even, okay, this is a great example. This is a girl in Hong Kong. I happened to meet her because I was on out in the street. Two people were like making out in the street, which is much more common in Hong Kong than here. And I turned, there's this girl there, and I'm like, oh, you know, what do you think? Is that good? Are they doing a good job making out? And she's like, ah, ha, ha, right. Started chatting her up. She seemed like somewhat keen. Not good. Really not good. But she seemed kind of keen, so I was like, oh, yeah, maybe we can meet some time, blah, blah, right? So I invite her out a couple days later, and she's like, oh, you know, it's really far, you know. So I never messaged her again, right? Because she's not, like, she's not good, right? Why, you know, I don't have time. You know, you should have been like, yes, I'll come. But, you know, if you're going to complain about the hoop you have to jump through to be with me, then done. So it's like 2 years ago. So just last night she messages me. Yeah. So this would be an example, like, you know, it's all about timing. Probably in the past 2 years, if I had been messaging her, I probably could have gotten her somewhere in there, right?
What's frustrating for me, at least in Korea, I don't know if you guys are this.
I'm sure that what you find frustrating.
Yeah, all these guys. But
sure.
It seems like almost every, like, decent attractive woman they call have boyfriends. Like, they are never single.
Yeah.
Like, the States, it's very common for them to, you know, be single. Here, like, every friggin' hot chick that's got something going for boyfriend.
But is that boyfriend you've seen, or if they just told you?
No, these are.
You've actually, like,
yeah, seen like, guys, or, like, you get, I'll get, like, a random message, like, who the fuck is this? Like, in Korean, like, don't. I got this microwave, like, shit like that. Or, like, your number closes a girl, and then, like, the Kakao picture is her in her wedding dress. I've gotten those before, yeah.
Yeah, clearly, you're too friendly of a vibe there.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, unless they're, but if they're models, it's not their wedding. It's probably just.
No, these are models, yeah.
Oh, they're just advertisements. It's probably just an ad. Wedding.
Oh, no, the models are different.
Oh, not the model.
Okay. These are other. I don't have that many models in my book. A couple of them.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, hot girls have boyfriends.
So, like, if you want a hot girl, chances are you're gonna have to take her from another guy. Essentially.
Now, is that an Asian thing, or is that just particularly strong in Korea?
I would say that it's worse. Actually, Korea and China, I think, are quite like that. Japan, not so much. But, I mean, on the other hand, I mean, Korean girls, there was a survey, Korean girls, like, they have, like, a way higher cheating rate than a lot of other countries. They're, like, I don't know, it was, like, kind of close to Thailand, which is, like, the, like, 60% of girls that cheat on their boyfriend there. So,
there's one about the men.
Yeah. In Korea, it's like, yeah, it's so hot.
They tell me, like, I teach Aja Shins, and they're just flat up, like, probably 60% at least.
Right.
They tell me.
But I mean, you know, and so the thing is that, like, they have a very different perspective on cheating in general. So, like, girls don't want you to think that they cheat because reputation and purity and chastity are very important in here. But the hottest girls, why wouldn't they cheat?
Yeah.
I mean, A, like, it's not like they're gonna be ruled out. Like, that girl, she cheats on her boyfriend. What is her boyfriend gonna do? Like, yeah, fuck you, get out of my face. I mean, no, he's just gonna.
The last two girls, like, his clothes put that boyfriend.
Yeah.
One was a former announcer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was, again, like, got the kiss clothes, never saw her.
But this would be a great example, right? Okay, so she has a boyfriend. Now you're, like, now she's going to be, like, kissing you and be like, oh, no, wait, I shouldn't be kissing him. Right? I mean, I know you've gotten that, right? When you try to kiss a girl and she's just, like, she just closes her mouth. No, you never got.
I've gotten this.
Oh, really? You've never gotten a closed mouth where your, like, tongue is, like, trying to, like, pry her lips open?
The dead fish? No, I haven't gotten that
No,
yet.
It's not the dead fish. She's forcefully keeping her lips closed. You know,
No, you're a kisser. She's allowing me to kiss her, but in her, she's rationalizing how, like, I'm not kissing him back.
Yeah, because you're forcing her to make a decision, right?
Oh.
That's why I think, like, neck and ear is better, because you're not forcing her to make a decision. She's just the passive subject.
It's weird, though, because, like, I never even thought about that, but, yeah, the girls have F-clothes. I didn't start with kisses, like, just, like, massage.
And let me say one other thing. There was a very interesting study, and it's probably even worse here in Korea than it is in the West. But they did this study on Western girls. They put like a vaginal probe, and anyone heard this study? And basically, because I wrote about it on like anyway, and they had like a probe, and it basically used this light to measure the engorgement of the vagina, which is a good measure of arousal. And they had women watch like us. They did like all these things where women were watching various sexual scenes or listening to various sexual things. But the one where they had them watching various sexual scenes, the girls watch these scenes, and then they're supposed to like rate how turned on they are. And women, heterosexual women, they're totally off about what turns them on. So like they think that they're more turned on by the things they're supposed to be turned on by than they actually are. So like they see like, you know, a guy and a girl having sex or a guy running on the beach, and they'll give himself like a much higher rating than what the vagina probe tells them. And they'll go, oh, I'm totally not into that, when they see like gay two dudes banging, or like two monkeys banging, or like girl on girl, but actually they're quite turned on. So girls are not very in touch with how turned on they actually are, right? They don't have the same feedback system, right? Because guys, it's like obvious. They're like, oh, I've got a fat boner, right? They're like, I got a fat boner. I must be turned on about something. What is it? Whereas women just have no idea.
It's these genes.
Right, so because of that, and on top of it, like the idea is that women are supposed to be turned on by certain things. Long story short, women are turned on by like everything. But it seems that because they're unaware of it, it's easier for them to like resist the temptation. And on top of it, you know, we have like the whole idea of what turns them on and what doesn't. Now, the next thing is that, I think like if you ask girls like who are open about like what, when they know they're turned on, they say like they feel like a heat in their vagina. Not a very strong sensation, you know. They don't actually like, I was talking to a girl, she said she doesn't realize she's wet until like it's like on her legs. Like until that time she like doesn't know. So it's all very interesting. They're just as surprised about how turned on they are, right? And so I think that this works to our advantage in some ways, because what it essentially means that if we escalate well, then we can, if we're escalating in a way where they're feeling comfortable throughout, then they won't exit the situation, but they can get to the point where they're too turned on to resist, right? So I think that's a very key point, and why like backing off the escalation works very effectively. Because what happens if you push it really hard, then a girl will go, I'm gonna leave, like I have to get out of here. Now of course, if you have a time constraint on that sexcalation process, then it's a problem. Which is why, like, you know, doing things like when I used to tell girls, you know, a lot of girls, they live far away, you can say, oh, well, you can crash on my couch, right? I used to tell girls that all the time, oh, you can crash on my couch. Right, I live just over here. You can, you know, crash on the couch. It's totally cool. Right now, that means that I now have X number of hours to like close her, where she can like feel comfortable, and I have time to work on her. And if I back off and make it seem like I'm not really full court pressing her,
so when she comes back to your place, you're not giving her space.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, you want some tea? Here are some pictures of my family. Have you seen this YouTube video? You know, it's like that. And then I'll like go for it at some point. I'll push for it pretty hard. And then when it's like, when a girl's like gonna shut it down, I'll back off and go, oh yeah, yeah, all right, forget it. You know, all right, hey, let's go back to doing what we were doing. So that's sort of like the, and this is another sort of like balance that you have to figure out when you're gonna strike for yourself. So Vision, for a while, he was just pushing all of his sets really hard until the girl's like, I'm gonna leave, and then he'd just be like, see ya, and he'd be like watching a movie, and they'd like just storm out. And he's like, whatever. Or like one time when we lived in the Itaewon house, like he lived on the third floor and we were on the second. I wasn't there, but he like came down to the second floor and was like, look, and you could see the girl like power walking up the hill. So you could do it that way, and if you're fine with that, but you could also back it off, and then you could invite the girl out to go out with you and your friends. She's gonna feel comfortable, and then realize that you're not all about banging her, and then probably you can close her on the day 3.
So if girls are like supposed to be seeking guys who have like high status and, you know, wealthy, come from good families, good looking and all that. Is it worth your while lying, just flat out lying about like who you are and what you do in order to get girls?
A lot of Korean pickup artists do that. A lot of Korean guys in general do that, but that was one of the Korean schools, that was their method.
Table game lie.
Yeah, so they would have like pictures in there of Kakao of like them sitting on the hood of a BMW, for example. Not theirs. Yeah.
Now I heard, I don't know if this works in the West, but I know a lot of the Western guys, they really say go if you're doing like gigging, like go for the clothes on day two, like faster than you've done. Do you think?
Well, he just closed a girl that he met on the street at 7 p.m. And he closed her.
That's nice.
He closed, right, he closed her. How long? How many hours was it?
Hour and a half, maybe.
For me to close, and he picked her up off the street just out here. You know, so the way I look at it is there's a couple of different factors. One, can you do something to make the sergeant go cool? If not, okay, bail. But if you can, why not? You know, if it's a Friday night, you meet a girl, and you're like, hey, what are you up to? Like, let's say that girl that I met on the street. So that's why I asked her, oh, I'm going to college with, what about you? She's like, oh, I'm going to go home. I would have been like, oh, well, why don't you come up and have a coffee with me? Right? Now, obviously, this is not ideal because I'm meeting you guys. Right? Now, but in my case, I probably would just have her sit here. I'd be like, well, I have to hang out with these guys. And then she's going to be like, this is fucking weird, and probably I wouldn't be able to bang her because she'd be like, But that'd be my best play. I'd get her to hang out, and I'd say, hey, to hang out for like 90 minutes, and then we'll like go have drinks.
You're doing like mini balances.
Yeah, so then after this, if she was here, I would try and take her for drinks. One second, can you hold your question? I generally give up on texting girls when I notice they stop reading the messages that I'm sending.
Oh. Unfortunately, I gotta get a five. Thank you so much. I don't know.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Glad good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too.
See you around.
Yeah, see you around.
Thanks for meeting you. When are you going to be back in Korea?
I don't know. Maybe November. I mean, it's not even certain exactly when I'm leaving. I might leave tomorrow. Sorry about that. I might leave Wednesday or Thursday to go to Hong Kong. But I might stay a bit longer. I don't know.
This is great. You gave me a couple big eye-opening moments tonight. So.
Great. Well, I'm glad you can make it.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I'd appreciate it if you just posted a little about what how the seminar was on the Lair.
We'd love to.
Yeah, please do.
See you, buddy.
I never got into the Lair. I wrote the application.
Oh, like, really?
I got a reply, yeah.
Oh, interesting. What's your email address? Can you message Zunis?
Sure. What was the deal?
He applied, but he's
Yeah,
so
I'm not sure how to get back on because you changed it, right?
Okay. So you have the email for real air? For yours, I thought you were on. Nope.
I got a bunch of emails. It's like so many emails and other things switched, but I'm actually not sure.
So what's the issue with you? You emailed them, you like signed up, but they didn't send you anything back?
No, yeah. It was they had an error with I don't know what it was.
Put in the email at his email address.
Alright.
So he can find it or whatever.
What's your email address?
/.
Here, type it in. Because it's recording right now. So
/.
You can always bleep it out, I guess.
Load it.
I guess so. Well, what's the fun of that?
Yeah. It's like, send it to everyone and they can sign them up and keep one side.
Your old handle and I think I reset your password, didn't I? I emailed you and told you. No, I didn't. Did you? Oh. May have to do the forgot password option. So do that, and if you have any trouble, then you can message me on Kakao Talk, and I'll be able to get on and fix it.
Okay.
Yeah, just do that. I'll be able, like, if I'm at home, I'll be able to get you sorted in, like, 30 minutes. It's really easy. Yeah.
What is your opinion about speaking Korean?
Do it. Do it.
Oh, I can't. If I'm with someone who's interested, I can speak it from meeting to
meeting.
Yeah. But if they're not interested, it's just like my level, not even topic one, but I can carry on a conversation.
Okay, so generally what I would say is that two things. So the vast majority of Korean girls know a lot of English, as you know, but they're just not accustomed to speaking it. So the key thing about speaking Korean with them isn't that you speak to them in Korean, it's that they feel they can speak to you in Korean. Alright, so...
I guess that's where I get killed because like, my listening is terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so they want to feel like if they can't express in English, they can talk to you in Korean and it'll be okay. That's really the most important thing.
I think I have to gradually.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that you should probably run all as much of your pickups in Korean as you possibly can, because it will improve your listening a lot. It'll improve your speaking a lot. Because it's sort of like a puzzle early on. You're not used to hearing it, so you're going to be taking what you can hear and guessing at what they're saying. And you just respond like you think with what you think they probably said. And you'll get better at guessing as you get better. Especially if you're saying similar things all the time.
Yeah, that's how I learned what I learned.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, speaking even a little bit of Korean is like massively helpful. Just because it gives girls that comfort level. Instead of them being like panicked, like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Oh, he speaks Korean. Okay. Other questions, comments? What time is it? 9:29. Okay, cool. Well,
actually, I kind of have one question. Kind of related to that point is that Korean has like formal language and informal, right? And at some point in a when you meet someone and start talking with them, there's some point where you're supposed to switch, right? From like formal to informal speaking. I never know when that is. So I end up like talking with girls like in Korean, and we just speak in like chundaema, like formal speech forever. And I never change. I don't even know when to do it.
Okay, so you're kind of a specific foreigner. Question. But you're a foreigner, so they don't expect you to be able to know the rules.
Yeah, I know.
So just talk to all of them informally.
Informal is just...
That's what I would say, from the very beginning.
From the very beginning, yeah.
From the very beginning.
That's what I was thinking.
Because I know, like, okay, so...
Because the thing is, it doesn't... Like, to me, it doesn't...
In the case of, like, Blue M used to say, oh, you shouldn't speak to them in, like... In, like, informal... Or, like, he had a problem where one girl was like, oh, you should be speaking to me, like, formally. And then she, like, stopped talking to him after that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's very rare. I mean, I really feel like, you know, because you're a foreigner, they're not expecting you to follow the rules and fit into the rules. And I feel like if you talk to them in, what's it called? Palmal?
Yeah.
That's, like, the formal one, right? If you talk to them in Palmal, then, you know, you can make a mistake about switching. But if you start from the beginning, speaking to them in, what's it called?
Chungdaema.
If you do it from the very beginning with everyone, they'll just assume that you just don't know anymore.
Oh no, it's the other way around. Yeah.
What's the other way around?
The informal one is Panma.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah, so sad. Yeah. So if you speak to them in, what's the formal one?
Chungdaema.
Yeah, if you speak to them in Chungdaema in the beginning, you try and switch to Panma, and you don't do it well, then they'll like go, oh,
yeah.
Right? And they'll assume they'll assume then that you know the rule.
Yeah.
Right? But if you speak to them in Palmal from the very beginning, they'll just assume you talk to everyone like that. And actually, if you do talk to everybody like that, then...
Because I think it does. Like, to me, it makes obviously no difference. But, like, there was one time I was talking with, like, a couple of girls. And when we first met, we talked in English for, like, you know, quite a while. And then... At one point they were like, so do you speak Korean? And I was like, yes, and we switched. And then after we'd been talking for a while in Korean, like using the formal style, they were like, this feels weird. And I was like, why? What's weird? And she's like, I felt quite close to you before when we were speaking English, but now when he starts being Korean, it's like, it feels weird, it feels really formal. And to me, I was like, whatever, that makes no difference to me.
Right,
but like,
right.
For her, it was quite
right, because
different.
For you, as not a native speaker,
it has no,
it's
like,
the meaning
like,
is all
no
that you're
meaning
really
beyond
on.
The like, grammar point.
I based it on age, because that's one of the reasons they ask your age. They want to know how to address you. So if I'm older than them, then they'll address me in, you know, formal language. If I'm younger than them, then they won't. And that's what I do.
You could do it that way. But I once again, I think that if you, just by trying to follow the rule, you're putting yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just violate all the rules from the very beginning, it's much easier. So I tend to like basically try and like not, there's the only situation where I would.
Because it's the same in Japanese, right?
Yeah. So there is one situation where the only time when I try and use the rules is when they work to my advantage. So, for example, if you're in a club or if you're out and with guys and a girls in a mixed group and there are guys there, if you're the oldest guy there, make the guys speak to you in Chungnyeomun.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like, I'd be like, oh, I'm your hyun, right?
Yeah.
And then they're gonna like, oh, or you could tell you're my dongsaeng, they'll be like, oh, and then they have to speak to you in Chungnyeomun.
Yeah, yeah.
So in that situation, I would definitely use it, but outside of that, other than just putting guys below you.
I never thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I would love it. All right.
You one thing, because you know I play the street music and I don't know, I think I could do a better job, like it's a, you know, I think I have a lot of opportunity, so
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, if maybe some private coaching, if you could, like, if you'd be interested in coming out and like just giving me some pointers or what you see that I might do, if you could set up a private session.
Okay.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
We can
do that. Let's talk about it in just a moment. I'll just like wrap this up, I guess, and then we can talk about that. All right. Any other last minute questions about anything? Okay, cool. All right. Well, appreciate you guys coming out. We already discussed. I don't know if you're gonna, you know, what your plans are. We already discussed how keep me posted.
Yeah.
I don't know if you spent a lot of time on my site or if you've read about boot camps or anything like that, or if you're thinking about doing one. But have you thought about it at all?
When do you come here to do that?
It's usually the way it works is that people get in touch with me and they sort of say, oh, like I want to do one, and then I sort of plan that into the schedule in some way. So that's usually how it works. So it's sort of like, but I don't do them from December to February.
Too cold. For obvious reasons.
Yeah. So it's like April to November is when I do them. So it would have to be like in there. So, if you have any questions about boot camps or any of my other stuff, do you have any?
No, no, we have a book coming out, I know.
Oh, it's already out.
It's
out. Yeah. So you can find it on the front page of the site. You're talking about Meet and Date Asian Girls Foundations.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, it already is out, but if you wait and get it on the 28th, then you'll get it at half off, and there'll be a bunch of bonuses thrown in, so.
Yeah, definitely get it on the 28th.
Yeah, I'm 28.
Where do you get that?
On Amazon. So, best get on Amazon. That's actually his book. He wrote that.
Oh, you wrote that?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Meet and Date Asian Women Foundations.
Yeah. So, So if you're on the mail list, you'll find out about it. But yeah, September 28th, if you go and do a search for that book, then you'll be able to get it at that price. And then it'll only that day. All right. Great. Well, thanks for coming, guys. It's been a pleasure. You can. So I.